We are a 3A school still, and what the ASAA used was our 2010 counts, so that we were well above the 150 mark for the cutoff between 2A, 3A. However, this last school year, we were under the 150 cut, which we are on step one of dropping to 2A. So we need to show that we have a below 150 students for two consecutive years before they'll allow us to drop to the 2A level. Might not be the case. Looking at projected numbers, we will probably be above that 150 number. So we will then go back to step one and then have to prove 2 years consecutively again to drop to 2A. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's looking like 3A now. What does that mean for the sports program this upcoming year?
At first, it kind of seemed a little bit scary as far as travel and finding games, which it is a challenge a little bit trying to fill our schedule, but it hasn't been as of a challenge as I thought it would be. Working with Edgecombe and Sitka and Petersburg are the only three schools in 3A, so we will be doing a home and away as it affects volleyball and basketball only in those 3A classifications. We only have 8 conference games that count towards our region seeding for our region tournament for basketball and for volleyball. So that kind of not as many conference matches. However, we have to be pretty creative with our scheduling. And so far, volleyball, we have 5 home weekends that we were able to schedule and 4 travel dates. So just being real creative then how we create our schedules for volleyball and basketball, and we might end up having a lot more home events than away events. So it ends up kind of working out not so bad after all.
So the traditional rivals like Wrangell, Craig, and others are going down to 2A.
Correct, yes, and their schedules change dramatically. Volleyball doesn't start till September 26th for those 2A schools, and basketball will start at the same time. But for those 2A schools, they'll see the classification hit when it comes to volleyball as they start a month and a half later than the 3As and 4As do. So they'll see it there. But we will definitely still keep our Wrangell rivalry alive and strong and keep it with basketball as well. We will still be having a homecoming with them. And surprisingly, the 2As are trying to fit Petersburg in their schedules as much as possible because they have a hard time too as well filling in their schedules as they also have 3 less teams on their schedule to play. So they still want to keep the rivalry going. So that's what we've been working towards too.
Sure. Have you been searching for opponents then for volleyball for this upcoming
month? Yes, we have. And the 4As have been very easy to work with so far. At our last Region 5 meeting, the region let Petersburg host the Jamboree, which usually never comes here. And so we are hosting the Jamboree the 24th, 25th, and we'll probably have close to 100 student athletes for volleyball here in town the 24th, 25th. And then that weekend also swimming is heading to Ketchikan and cross country is heading to Sitka for their first meets. But yeah, being creative with it, we are hosting the entire Region 5 2A, all the 2A schools. We're going to host them here October 19th and 20th. They wanted a nice central place to go to. So we volunteered ourselves and said, hey, you guys can come to Petersburg. That'll give us another home weekend and still get to see the teams that we used to play. So yeah, that'll be nice to have everyone, all the 2As, kind of our old rivalries kind of all back here in Petersburg that weekend.
I imagine one big area of impact will be state berths.
Yes.
Who goes to that state tournament? There will only be one spot for each of those sports now?
Yeah, one berth for each of those spots for 3A volleyball and 3A basketball. Then we will still pull a double elimination tournament. So your regular season win-loss record will basically put you in the seedings for 1, 2, and 3. But still a double elimination and still now just one berth for 3A going to the state tournament. It affect us that way pretty dramatically. Not used to runner up getting to go, and now you got to win it all to go. So